We have a book.
Okay.
And
are you gonna stay here? Can't you go on the porch? You wanna be nosy? Are you gonna be quiet? The first time you're not quiet, I'm gonna send you in your room or on the porch, okay? Excuse me?
Yes.
Oh, what's that?
A parasol.
A good girl. A very hungry parasol. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my sister, Christy. Sister. What's her name?
Awesome.
Yeah. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. Oh, wow. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up, and it popped out of the egg in a tiny and very lovely
caterpillar.
Good girl. He tried to look for some food. Oh, what's he looking for? Monday. On Monday, he ate one apple, but he was still hungry.
But he ate all the apples.
On Tuesday, he ate two what? Pears.
Pears.
But he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate how many plums? Let's count the plums. He ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. Oh, boy. On Thursday, he ate through how many? How many?
Five babies.
How many?
One, two, three, four.
Four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate five oranges, but he was still hungry. Okay.
One, two, three, four, five.
Good girl. On Saturday, he ate one piece of chocolate cake. Well,
ice cream cone.
One slice of
cheese,
one slice of Swiss cheese, and one slice of salami. One piece of cherry pie. One sausage. One
cupcake.
And one slice of. That night he had a stomach ache. He ate all that stuff and he had a stomach ache. I'm not supposed to eat all that, huh? Not at one day. Not at one time. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, and after that he felt much better. He was doing the best for him, but all that stuff, cake and ice cream, sausages and watermelon and lollipops. Lollipops aren't even good for your teeth, huh? You better be careful, because he might lose some of his teeth. Now, he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar from eating all that food. He built a small house called a cocoon.
That's a cocoon.
Around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a little hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and he was a beautiful butterfly.
Can I move tall to a clinical butterfly?
Yeah.
Oh, look. He looks the same. We're looking almost here, except for now. He has to go through different color names. Butterfly, now from butterfly.
Yeah.
You like that story?
Yeah. I like that. Talking to you.
Yeah.
Then you put the bag down and listen. Listen. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and let her read you the story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Thank you.